Uber Canada wants to find out how interested people in Kelowna are in having the service here. Uber is an online ride-sharing service that's disrupting the taxi industry worldwide. Later today, Uber will hold an information meeting for both potential drivers and the public. So how do people here feel about Uber in Kelowna? Daybreak's Christina Lowe went to find out.
Competition is what strengthens capitalism. It's good for the consumers.
10 years too late. It's a competitive landscape, right?
I think any kind of diversity or any other choices in this town to be able to get from point A to point B is a great idea.
Some thoughts from people in Kelowna on Uber. Joining us in our studio this morning is Ted Wiltshire. He's the president and director of Checkmate Cabs in Kelowna. Good morning, Ted.
Morning, Chris.
So you heard what people had to say there. The majority believe it's good competition for the cab industry. When you hear that, what do you think?
Well, we're all for competition, but it's got to be a level playing field. The licenses, fees, the regulations, the insurance, the inspections, all the government regulations regarding what we have to do and have to abide by is, I think that Uber should be doing the same, which they're not.
And so should it be that Uber has more restrictions on them in terms of, you know, insurance and licensing, or the taxi industry has less, or a bit of both, or what?
Well, I mean, if we're all for competition, but it has to be a level playing field, and Kelowna Cabs and Checkmate Cabs are the biggest cab companies here. We've been denied extra plates because of the need, the public need. You have to show a public need, and it's a very lengthy process to get these plates, and we've been denied numerous times, so I don't see how they can allow Uber to come in and just how many Uber cars are there going to be.
So what you're saying is that, you know, there's a demand, you've tried to fill that demand but haven't been allowed to, and allowing an opening essentially for Uber.
Well, passenger transport regulates, obviously, the amount of cabs that can be in any given city for a good reason, to ensure that everybody makes a proper living and can sustain the business. And it obviously, they feel that Kelowna has enough cabs at this point in time for their population and their needs.
So if Uber, I mean, obviously Uber is interested in this market if they're holding an information session. Have you had conversations with City Hall about this yet? I mean, or is this also new that we're not even at that point?
Well, I don't think we're at that point yet, but I know the BC Taxi Association's been battling, ongoing battle with this, and I believe, well, obviously they're showing interest here, but I think the number one concern off the top would be the public safety with Uber cabs, because they are back, all cab drivers in Kelowna have to have a chauffeur's permit and an in-depth RCMP check, which Uber does not. And how do you know who Uber is and the insurance? And if you get picked up by a Kelowna cab or a Checkmate cab, that it's a billboard. The company's name, numbers, the car number, all our drivers are GPS. You don't even know who an Uber guy is. There's no identifiers on their cars. So you can get into the car with any. You don't even know who you're getting in with.
Is it even possible to prevent Uber from entering a market? Given what you just say, you don't. There may not be an address of business. There may not be sign. I mean, it's the very nature of the business, it seems to me, makes it hard to prevent it from coming into a market.
Well, our understanding is that that's true. But, I mean, the government and the city and the regulatory bodies need to be saying no to this, unless they want to follow all the rules and regulations and costs that we've all incurred, like spent thousands upon thousands and years building these businesses. And why are they so special? What have they got that we don't have?
Well, a lot of people would say that because they use a mobile app, it's so much more convenient to get an Uber car when you need it. So taxi companies have been adopting that as well. What else have taxi companies done to try to compete with Uber?
Well, we've all got mobile apps. Their mobile apps, nothing new. I mean, Kelowna Cabs is upgrading theirs right now, as I understand. We've just started, and we've had two. This is our second app. Our app is the same as Uber's. You call up a car, you can see where it is. You can GPS it. You can follow it right to your front door. So I don't see where they're any special than us. Our rates are metered. Theirs aren't. They have surge pricing for peak hours. I mean, you have no idea what you're going to get cost-wise. They have no. You need a credit card to get an Uber cab. They're only going for the cream of the crop. They're not interested in the elderly, the students that are people that can't have a credit card. They're not interested in the city programs, the taxi savers, or handy darts for the elderly.
So is there then, is there room for two services? I mean, one for all of what all those service people you just mentioned, plus the people who might want Uber. I mean, could both survive, I guess is what I'm asking.
Well, I don't see how they could justify that when, like I say, when we've been denied extra identifiers, or which are licenses, mm-hmm. and why should they come in and just take all the cream of the crop trips, the business people, the airport, the people with credit cards that don't care, that just, here, take the money. Like, they're not metered rates. That's not fair either. Then why do we have to meter our rates, which are strictly enforced by the government?
It'll be interesting to see what happens. Ted, thanks so much for coming in this morning.
You're welcome.
Appreciate
thanks,
it.
Chris.
Ted Wiltshire is the president and director of Checkmate Cabs Limited in Kelowna. Now, we did make several calls and sent emails to Susie Heath. She is the spokesperson for Uber Canada. She did not respond other than to tell us, quote, "I'll have to get back to you on this."